You ever been watching the news or maybe one of those documentary things on TV, and all of a sudden you look at it and you go, oh, I know exactly what they're talking about. I've been there. I've actually experienced that. You know, I was there when the gas station got robbed last time, or, you know, just something crazy like that. You know, and all of a sudden you go, wow, you know, maybe I'm not as special as I think I am, or maybe I'm special because of that. But in today's gospel, Jesus kind of says, well, no, maybe you're not all that special. And for me, this particular reading is one that really I can relate to. Because, you know, when we start talking about good old Zacchaeus, I mean, he and I, we were the same guy at one time. You know, I mean, he was the man. You got to remember that at one point at the time, you know, when Jesus was talking to people, tax collectors were not people's favorite persons. Remember, they were there to, you know, enforce, you know, not only to collect taxes, which, and I don't know if there's anybody, you don't have to raise your hand, but is there anybody out there that really likes to pay taxes? But now think about, what if the tax collector was actually making his income by what he collected over and above what he was supposed to? Because they didn't have a salary at that point. You know, it's not like you worked for the IRS and you get your $65,000 a year, whatever it was. It was like, okay, the king or whoever you were collecting for would say, you owe me X amount of dollars, period. Whatever you can collect over that, and they didn't say this, but it was kind of an understanding that whatever you get more than that, that's what you get to live on. You know, so in other words, the king's going to get his first, and then afterwards you're going to go. So they were not very, very happy people, and they were the last person that most people would want anything to do with. And I have to, you know, imagine that he probably wasn't good old Zacchaeus, that is, probably wasn't, you know, happy with his state in life. You know, at times, you know, because even when we're doing bad things, we understand it. And when Jesus came and confronted him, when he met the Lord for the first time, something in him changed. And we can see that turnaround. You know, at one time, I wasn't always a priest. As a matter of fact, after I got out of college, I spent 10 years trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And perhaps I wasn't that bad, but, you know, this was not on my list of things to do. And I can remember sitting in church one day, and it was actually when St. John Paul II, it had just come out, when St. John Paul II was talking about the new evangelization. I was sitting there listening to Father preach, and of course, I wasn't listening to a word he said, but for some reason at that moment, I understood, and he wasn't really talking about this in particular, but I understood at that moment that, believe it or not, God actually did love me, and that he did actually forgive me for all of the things that I had done. And that was kind of what set that stage, or allowed me to see, you know what, I, you know, because of this, I need to do something. That's exactly what happened, you know, to Zacchaeus here. You know, he realized all of a sudden that much of what he has is a gift from God, and that he had to do something about it. And even though he might not have led the greatest life up until that moment where he came to that realization, or even if he had been, it's one of those things that he'd been gradually coming to see this more and more. Because absolutely, you know, we can see, I mean, he was really excited about Jesus coming. He wanted to see what was going on. So maybe this wasn't a last minute thing. Maybe this was just the icing on the cake. And it doesn't matter where you are in that process. You know, at some point we come to that idea that God really does love us and forgive us. And that's exactly what our first reading talks about. The first reading here, you know, this book from the Book of Wisdom, it talks about the fact that, you know what, God gets to make the choice. God gets to make the choice who he forgives. And you know what, he forgives all of us if we will allow ourselves to be forgiven. I mean, that's the important part. And even our second reading kind of comes in and backs that up and says, don't listen to what other people are telling you. That's what Paul, you know, because at Paul's time, there were people running around saying, I am also an apostle. This is what God is telling you. And Paul is refuting that. He's saying, no, you've heard the message that we preach. And if it sounds different than the one that Jesus himself preached or that has been handed on to us from the apostles, it's probably not true. And that's what he's saying, because sometimes, you know, people think, oh, well, you know, God's just not, God will never forgive me. You're a sinner. God will never forgive you. You must repent. Well, that part's at least true. But, you know, the idea that someone else can make that decision for God is wrong. And the thing is, is that God is willing to forgive each and every one of us. He's willing to forgive if we allow him to. I mean, we're the ones that get in the way. You know, just like Zacchaeus here, you know, he probably up until that point in his life thought he wasn't worthy, thought it wasn't, you know, that God would never forgive him. But when Jesus came and said, hey, I got something for you to do, he said, all right, I'll give this a try. And I'll bet you it made a big difference in his life. So I guess that, you know, leads each and every one of us to kind of ask that question is how am I responding to this? I mean, what does it look like when I understand that God actually has forgiven me and that he's calling me to do things? How do I respond to this? I don't know if you noticed the announcements that were up on the screens when you came in. There's a number of different ways to explore that. I mean, there are so many different ways that we can share that gift of God's forgiveness and his love for us in the things that we can do around here. I mean, look at all of the different student organizations and all of the ministries we have here, you know, at the Newman Center. You know, you can help other people in many, many ways. Maybe you can sing. Maybe you could be a member of the choir. Maybe, you know, you have some time. You're going to be here on Sunday anyway. Maybe you could be an usher. You know, it's one of those things, perhaps you get up and you're not scared to get up in front of a group of people, which, by the way, before I became a priest, that was the only skill I had, is I could get up in front of people. The Dominicans taught me everything I'm doing now. But if you have that ability to get up and not be scared, maybe you could read. Or if that's, you know, if you're looking for maybe a less public thing, there are tons and tons of things. Like you can, we're going to hear here in just a moment, or in a couple minutes, you know, about the Knights of Columbus, or one of the mission trips that's going, you know, that the school sends out, or coming around and helping people here around town a little bit closer to home. There are all kinds of things that we can do. So once we, you know, like Zacchaeus here, once we get to that point where we understand that God forgives us and that, you know, he's calling each and every one of us, you know, Zacchaeus, come down here quickly, for today I must stay at your house. Well, to us, you know, Jesus is saying, well, I must stay in your heart. And once he moves in there, brothers and sisters, we got to do something about it. So let me ask you this. How are you responding to God's love? What is it that, you know, going to be your response to the fact that God, the creator of everything that there is, loves us so much that he's willing to forgive just about anything that we've done? All he does is he asks us to share that love with others. So what does that look like in your life?